So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf regarding lulav and sukkah, whether we make a bracha every day or only on the first day. The Gemara cites two brises, one regarding lulav and one regarding sukkah. First, and what lulav and sukkah have in common? Ha'isa lulav la'atzmai, or ha'isa sukkah la'atzmai. Eim barach shachiyonu v'kimonu v'gyon la'zman hazeh. When one prepares the mitzvah before yamtiv, when he binds the lulav or builds the sukkah, he says the bracha of shachiyonu. Not ulotza isbay, or nichnas leishavba, eim barach ha'shekedushan b'mitzvah z'vitzvanu al natilus lulav, or leishavba sukkah. When he actually performs the mitzvah on yamtiv, when he takes the lulav or enters the sukkah, he says the birchas mitzvahs, the bracha of the respective mitzvah. At the end of the sugya, the Gemara concludes that we make both brachas on the first night at Kiddush, and when taking the lulav the first time, as we do today. However, regarding our discussion, lulav and sukkah differ. Regarding lulav, avat bishav berach lav yem rishon, chayz mevarach kol sheva. He makes a bracha every one of the 7 days. Regarding sukkah, kivin sheberach yem rishon, shuvein mevarach. He makes a bracha only on the first day. These brises apparently agree with Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, who said, lulav shiva v'sukkah yem echad, and completely contradict Rabbi Barchanan Rabbi Yechanu, who said, sukkah shiva v'lulav yem echad. Kasha lulav alulav, kasha sukkah sukkah. The Gemara answers. Regarding lulav, we can say, kam bezman she beis hamikdash kayim, kam bezman she ein beis hamikdash kayim. The brisa which says lulav shiva is referring to when the beis hamikdash was standing, because each day was midiraisa, a biblical requirement. Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yechanu, who says that lulav yem echad, is referring to when we no longer have the beis hamikdash. Therefore, we only make a bracha on the lulav on the first day when it's midiraisa, and not on the other days when it's only midrabanan, a rabbinic requirement. And Rabbi Bechanan Rabbi Yechanu holds that we do not make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabanan. Regarding sukkah, the Gemara says, it is indeed a machlekes tanoim. As regarding tefillin, the Tanya tefillin, kozman she menichan mevarach alein divri Rebbe, acham mayim ein mevarach el shachris bovad. Rebbe says that you make a bracha each time you take them off and put them back on during the day. The Rabbanan say, you only make one bracha in the morning, and even if you take them off and then put them back on, you don't say another bracha. So too regarding sukkah. The Braisa holds like the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yechon holds like Rebbe. The explanation is, the Rabbanan hold that since it is one continuous obligation, we make only one bracha at the beginning of the chiyuv. However, it must be pointed out that tefillin is indeed one chiyuv all day long, but each day is a separate chiyuv, because Laila loves man tefillin, and therefore, mifsiki leilis miyamim, the night separates the days. However, sukkah is one continuous chiyuv all 7 days, because one must eat and sleep in the sukkah at night as well, and therefore, lo mifsiki leilis miyamim, the nights do not separate the days. Rebbe, however, holds that although the chiyuv is continuous, but removing the tefillin is a hefsik, an interruption, and when putting them on again, it's a new mitzvah which requires another bracha. Similarly, leaving the sukkah is a hefsik, requiring a new bracha when re-entering. The Gemara cites Abaye and Rava, who both ruled like Rebbe regarding tefillin, and therefore concludes likewise regarding sukkah. The Gemara returns to lulav. Amar Rav Mishmul. And the Gemara later adds, V'af Rav Saver, mitzvah lulav kol shiva. Rav and Shmuel hold that we make a bracha every day because lulav is mifsiki lilis miyamim. There's no chiv of lulav at night. Shmuel Levi Amar, the Gemara later adds, V'cheinam Rabbi Yitzchak, Yem Rishon mitzvah lulav, mikam ve'elach mitzvahs zikenim. Shmuel Levi and Rabbi Yitzchak hold that we only make a bracha on the lulav on the first day, which is midiraisa, and not on the other days, which are only midrabanan, because we do not make a bracha on the mitzvah drabanan. Rav Shmuel hold that we do make a bracha on the mitzvah drabanan. The Gemara asks, Ve'echin Tzivanu, where in the Torah were we commanded to fulfill the mitzvah drabanan? How can we say, Asher kedushan be mitzvahs of Tzivanu? The Gemara cites two sources. You should not deviate from that which the Chacham will tell you to do, which essentially commands us to follow the instruction of the Chacham. Ask your father and elders, and they will tell you. The Gemara next discusses when a sukkah and esrog can be used for non-mitzvah purposes. B'yichanan said, esrog b'shvi aser b'shmini mutter. The esrog is aser for non-mitzvah use on the 7th day, because it was set aside for the mitzvah for the entire day. However, it is permitted on the 8th day. Sukkah afil b'shmini asura. The sukkah is asur even on the 8th day. Rish Lakish said that an esrog is even permitted on the 7th day, once it has been used to do the mitzvah, because l'mitzvah is katzai. It was only set aside for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah has been done, it is no longer set aside and can be used. The Gemara later gives a similar scenario. Hifresh Shiva Esregin L'Shiva Yamim. If someone had a separate Esreg for each day of Sukkot, Amar Rav, Kol Achaz V'Achaz Yetz Above Oichla L'Alter. Rav says that he can eat each Esreg as soon as he does that day's mitzvah because he holds like Rish Lakish. The mitzvah says Katzoy. Rav Asi Amar Kol Achaz V'Achaz Yetz Above Oichla L'Machar. Vasi says that he may only eat each Esreg the next day because he holds like Rabbi Yechanan L'Kulu Yemes Katzoy. The Gemara continues to explain Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. Maishna Sukkah, Maishna Esreg. Why is the Sukkah Asr on the 8th day and the Esreg Mutar on the 8th day? Abaye explains, Sukkah de Chazi Leben Hashmashes, Di'i Yisrami Le'sudasa Ba'i Mesa B'Gavo, Mechel B'Gavo, is Katzoy Leben Hashmashes. The Sukkah is still needed for the mitzvah at twilight of the 7th day if he wants to eat then. This makes it Muktzah at that time. Therefore, Migud is Katzoy Leben Hashmashes, is Katzoy L'Kul Yem D'Shmini. Since it was set aside Leben Hashmashes, it's set aside for the entire 8th day. Asterisk, the loy chazil ben ashmashes, loy skatzoy ben ashmashes, the loy skatzoy lekuli yem deshmini. The asterisk is not designated for the mitzvah ben ashmashes because he already did the mitzvah in the morning. Therefore, since it is not set aside a ben ashmashes, it is certainly not set aside for the 8th day. Levi yama asterisk afil b'shmini asr. Levi disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan and says the asterisk is asr on the entire 8th day. Rashi explains that since asterisk b'shvi asr, it remains asr throughout Bein HaShemashes because of Safik Shvi. It might still be the 7th day. Therefore, the rule of Migud Es Katzoy LeBein HaShemashes Katzoy LeKuli Yem Deshmini applies. The Gemara continues. Amar Zeira, Lo Likni Inish Hayshan LeYinuka BeYem Tov HaKama. An adult should not transfer ownership of his lulav bundle to a minor on the first day of Yom Tov before he has fulfilled the mitzvah. My time, the Yinuka Mikni Kani Iknui LeMakni. Because the minor can take possession but cannot transfer ownership back to the adult. And then he would perform the mitzvah with a lulav that was not his, and that's invalid. Reb Zeira also said that a person should not tell a child he will give him something and then not give it to him, because de'asi lagmuri shikra. He's teaching him to lie. As the pasuk says, limdu l'shoinim davar shakir. The Gemara continues. Since we pass in like Reb Yechanan that esik b'shvi asa b'shmini mutter, which in Eretz Yisrael is clear. However, Vanandis Lantrei Yaymech Avdinon, in Chutzlaretz where we have Sveika de Yema, what do we do? Amar Baya, Shmini Safik Shvi Aser, Tishi Safik Shmini Mutter. Baya says that on the 8th day the Esrog is Aser, because it might be the 7th day. On the 9th day the Esrog is Mutter, because even if it is the 8th day, it is Mutter. Mereimo Amar, Afil Shmini Safik Shvi Mutter. Merema said that even on the 8th day, the Esrig is Mutter, because de facto, we do not use the Esrig on the 8th day. The Gemara concludes, V'hilchas HaKabaya. Sveika de Yemi regarding Sukkah is dealt with in the following daf.